Everybody.
Yeah.
You want to say something? Say my name is?
My name is Aaron.
And say God bless you.
God bless you.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
Like me?
Like me.
Praise God. And Drea's going to pray us in and then we're going to get started. Oh, you know you want to get down, huh? No, you're here now.
You're here.
Everybody
now
sees you. Okay. Drea, you pray.
Here we go. Amen. Our Father, name is Son Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you for this glorious day, dear Jesus. We thank you we can be amongst the S4C family, dear Lord, the few that decided to come out, dear Jesus, and those that are abroad, dear Lord. We pray for their families, dear Lord. We pray for their health, dear Jesus. We pray, dear Lord, that the message that goes forth today lands on their hearts, dear Jesus. I thank you for Pastor Sandy and the time he spent to prepare for this word, dear Lord. I pray that your precious Holy Spirit continues to speak to him and through him, dear Lord, as we receive and sup on the word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. You can jump down now.
I didn't do my commercial today, but I do want to remind those that are requesting it, and thank you for the request for the free Bibles, Talits, anointed oil, Bible 101, to send your address. It's so wonderful that you're sending a request. I can actually get it to you if you forget to send your name.
Right.
But if you forget to send your address, we can't do anything for you. So please, when you send out the request, make sure your address is there and recognize that it's just while supplies last. So if there's a little delay in your request, it's because we're waiting for more material. Amen.
Anywhere in the world.
Amen. While supplies last, your address is important, and be patient. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
All right.
That was beautiful.
Nice hat, David.
Does he look good?
That's a nice hat.
I
yeah.
Love that was good.
See.
Amen. We have 106 people waiting.
Okay. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman. Elohim Tov.
Okay. I thought we already sent these out, Pastor Ben. Are these the twins?
I don't know.
Marlene and Charlene. We were supposed to send these out a long time ago.
Well, I just got
did
the
we?
Request last
did we?
Week. They
oh.
The forms in last week, so.
Oh, okay. These are the twins that we baptized. I thought that they already received their baptism certificates, but you can send them out. You got their addresses now, right?
That's a good question.
Ooh.
I'll let you know.
I'm going to sign them now so you can get this done.
Yeah. Amen. And please, ladies, send me your address just in case I don't got it.
Okay, there you are, Pastor Ben.
Thank you
can
you,
mail those out to the twins.
Amen.
And we're going to get started. I hope everybody's ready. I had some cards that Pastor Ben gave me. This is from Lewis and Don Green with the Star of David there on the front. And I really appreciate the cards. Put them up there. Keep barking.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. I thank Amen. God. Hey, sing that song, girl. And this card is from, you know what? I'm going to put on these glasses. This card is from Levon in Marlboro, Maryland, I think it's Maryland. And it's a beautiful card. Thank you for that card. These are the wise men on the horse. I was wondering what that was, but now I can see it. I got my glasses on. And this is from Woodland Hills, Southgate, Kentucky.
Wow.
And it don't have the name on there, so hopefully it has the name in here. Oh, this is Jenny and Steve. And the last name, I think, I can't see the last name. Well, anyway, Jenny and Steve sent us this card. You like that, Pastor Ben?
Beautiful, three wise men.
The three wise men, praise God. I am doing good. And Oh Holy Night is from Kathy from Michigan. Yeah. See that one? See that? Oh Holy Night. Pastor Sandy and family, it's wonderful that you are giving Bibles and prayer supplies to those who ask. May God richly bless you and your obedience to Him. Please accept this gift. Da, da, da. I don't do those, but I appreciate when you guys do give. But we got people. You don't want to send your gift to me because I'm like, they call me. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to give myself that name. But I will give. The church wouldn't have anything left because I just stand and just give stuff away all the time. So, yes. So that's why God has somebody else, huh? I know. Well, you know, sometimes like you have a heart for giving, but you also have to have a wisdom for giving. I don't have any wisdom for giving. I just give it. So. But, you know, God still blesses me. But he knows not to let me hold on to it. Okay, so in this last card is from Judy Ziliots. And that's with an X in Buffalo, New York. So she's cold right now. I have a towel. And that's a beautiful card as well. See that? Thank you, Pastor Ben, for accepting, calling on God and preparing Christ in return. For Christ's return, well done, good and faithful servant. I long to hear those words. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. And then it was Matthew Morin who sent this letter in. So yeah. He sent me a letter. I'll read it when I get home. All right. And we did the cards because Pastor Ben said we won't be here Wednesday.
Right.
Because everybody will be getting ready for the weird new year. Because they use January as a new year. How many of you guys know January is not God's new year?
Amen.
You know that? How many of you guys know what? Why do they call January January?
Janus, the god of
It's a pagan god named Janus. He's a bisexual god. Meaning that, you know, he's two faces, he's a bisexual god, his name is Janus, and he opens portals for other demons to come in. So when Pope Gregory was making his calendar, he wanted to honor Janus, this bisexual god of who opens portals. And so that's where you got Janus, or January, and then February is also a pagan god. So they named all of the months, Pope Gregory named all of the months after pagan gods. And then until he got to, October, which is 8, you know, and then, is it 8? Yeah, well, November, 10, and, you know, all of those things like that. But for the first, is it 7? He named after pagan gods. Okay, so how many of you guys think that God should say, hey, Pope Gregory came up with a calendar, and he's starting the new year on January to honor Janus, the pagan god. I think I'll change my calendar too.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Do you think God did that?
No.
No, he did not. So God still kept his calendar. His calendar is new year begins Nisan 1st, yeah, which happens to be March 14th of this year. So if anybody wants to know when is the real new year on God's calendar, it will be March 14th. The pagan celebration of Janus for Pope Gregory and his calendar will be January 1st, and a new year cannot start in the dead of winter. It starts in the spring.
Right.
That's how God planned it, okay? So, hope you learned something there. I certainly learned that during my time as a pastor, because God was not pleased with me saying Happy New Year on Janus' birthday or Janus' celebration. But, you know, if people say Happy New Year to me, I don't, like, let me stop you and break you down with some knowledge, man. That'd be like, hey, man, you know, thanks for telling me. It's like, you don't have to do that. Just right. Say Happy New Year, move on. But you know that God's celebration of New Year comes in the spring on Nisan 1st.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, We're going to have to learn some things today on the board, so I'm going to have to go to the board today. But I do want to talk about some things that are going on, because we're living in some crazy times. And we're living in some times right now that people who were hoping for a reset and was hoping for Trump to win are feeling the effects of, hey, maybe we're not going to win after all. And so that means no reset of the financial situation and no all of this that they were depending on. But like I said in the beginning, Trump was absolutely awesome for slowing down the pace of what the Antichrist was trying to do. But he is not the Messiah. You understand?
Amen.
So you can't be thinking, and I didn't want anybody in the congregation to be saying, oh, well, Trump's going to do this and Trump's going to do that. Because if Trump did everything that they're expecting Trump to do, guess what? The book of Revelation couldn't come true.
Amen.
Because the book of Revelation says that there is an Antichrist coming and there's a rapture coming. Yep. And so the Bible is the truth of the matter, not all of these things, not the news and what the news is telling us. Always keep your face in the Bible and you will be able to read the newspaper, because the newspaper is what's going to happen is in the Word of God, not on television, okay?
Amen.
There is a rapture coming. There is a change of power coming. I was watching this thing the other night and they were saying, hey, America is not in Bible prophecy. So I had read about the war, the Magog war that comes against Israel and all of the nations that are involved, Russia, Iran, parts of Africa, Ethiopia, Libya, all of these nations are going to come against Israel in the Gog-Magog war after the rapture. And then the Lord said, now where do you read in there that the United States intervened and helped Israel out? Nowhere, right? So where is the United States, since we're supposed to be the best friend of Israel during the Gog-Magog war? Where's the United States? We're not mentioned in the book of Revelation. We're not mentioned at that time. So whatever happened to the United States, we had better understand the Bible is the truth, and what we feel and what the news says is not the truth, because what the Word of God says is going to come true.
Amen.
The church will be taken out. There will be a 7-year tribulation. Christ will come back and rescue Israel. There will be a 1,000-year millennium, and we will reign and rule with Christ during the 1,000-year millennium after we get back from heaven.
Yes.
That's the real news. We can like say goodnight, everybody. See you tomorrow at 11, you know, because that's the real news. But if you start getting caught up in what their expectations are, you're going to absolutely fool yourself.
Amen.
Now, the Lord wanted me to show you why we're in this situation and why the world is in trouble and why it's getting the countdown is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Okay, did you guys see the young lady who did the vaccine?
Yeah, they say she's alive now.
Oh yeah, okay. Someone had put out that she had died, and then they said no, she was on her deathbed, but she lived, or whatever. But somebody had put out that she had already died. But I'm talking about a new one. A young lady, and she's crying on there. She's a nurse, and she did the thing, and she got Bell palsy. You know what that is?
No.
And you know what Bell palsy is? It paralyzed. She said, my whole side of my face, I'm going to repost it. She said, the whole side of my face is paralyzed. Like, I can't smile. She said, and then she started crying and said, like, these people hate us. Why would they have me take something like this that would cause my face to do this? And I said, when the pandemic first started, Pastor Ben said, Pastor Sandy, the Lord said that maybe you should say a word or two about this whole pandemic thing that's coming so that the people know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I just prayed about it, and the Lord said, okay, say this. And so I told him exactly what's going on, why the pandemic came into. You guys don't have to worry about it. We're going to be good. Why the pandemic came into fruition and everything and what they were doing. And then the Lord said, but make sure that you tell them this at the end. COVID-19 is the flu. It is not a deadly disease, okay? Otherwise, you can't tell a football player you can't play this week because you got COVID. Next week, you can play. You know what I mean? So COVID is not a deadly disease. It's the flu, and it always existed, okay? And it's illegal to patent stuff, something that is from nature, I found out. And so what they're doing is basically illegal. They're making a patent out of a common cold so that they can convince the world that they need a vaccine for the common cold, okay? And so now this young lady, but the Lord told me at the end, and I'm going to repost that if I can, but I know they keep taking it down, like one of the young ladies put it up in Germany, and then she tried to repost it. They keep taking it down. But what the Lord said is, do not take any vaccine. The poison, he didn't say the cure. He said the poison is in the vaccine. The poison is in the vaccine. So whatever they're trying to do to you is inside of the vaccine, okay? So the Lord said, tell them, and I said this, and then it went like viral. Drea was scared, like you got millions of people hitting up on this thing and 4 million here and 6 million there. And Drea was like, this is getting too big. And but the Lord wanted me to tell people, and it was only God. I never went viral before. The Lord wanted the world to know. They're going to try to push a vaccine on you. Do not take the vaccine because the poison is in the vaccine. That's why the lady fainted and could have died. And that's why the lady has Bell palsy on her face. And that's why other people are coming up with HIV from taking the, yeah, they put a form of HIV in the vaccine. For what reason, I have no idea. But that's supposed to destroy your immune system. So anyway, I'm telling people, I'm not taking it. You can put me in prison before I take mine, okay? But I'm telling you right now, I'm not taking it because I don't want to wake up with something that God didn't mean for me to have. Praise God.
Amen.
But this is the time we're living in. Why are we living in this time where Satanists are attacking the human world right now? Why are they attacking the whole human race right now and trying to trick the whole human race? They said, Trump just ordered 100 million more vaccines. Mm. If you see what happened to the other people, why would you be ordering more?
Exactly.
You should be canceling it like Australia did. Australia's like, wait a minute, people coming up with HIV and Bell palsy. And Australia said, we're canceling the whole thing. We're not giving anybody vaccines now. Okay? And that's what they should be doing here, especially with what happened with the young lady. But this is the time we're living in. A time of what? An attack against the human race. Okay? Why are we in this situation? So we're going to have to go back so you understand. And God has shown me, I had two incredible dreams while I was, and it was just the Lord speaking to me in the dream and through the dream, okay? Mm-hmm. And so let's go back up here because I want you guys to know and understand what the problem is, okay? From the very beginning of time, Adam, God created Adam, and after he created Adam, he created Eve for Adam. He gave her this name, which is the helper, the helpmate, which is Semech, the support. Semech in Hebrew has a numerical value of 120. When Eve sinned, it brought not just a judgment upon her and her husband, it brought a judgment upon the entire human race. Eve's numerical value for the name of Eve is 19 in Hebrew, okay? So we'll get back to that later. But Samech, which means the support, has a numerical value of 120. So what did this do? It brought a judgment upon the whole world, but it started with this number, 120, which is the support for Adam. Once Eve sinned, God had every judgment after that is going to happen after 120 years. So after the 120, God always sends the judgment. Why? Because it began with Eve, and now when he says there's going to be a flood in 120 years, right? So at the end of 120 years, Noah's 480, when he's 600 years old, the flood comes. And so you have the second worldwide judgment come when? During the 120. Then Moses sins by doing what? Moses says, God says, Moses, I want you to strike the rock, and then water is going to come from the rock because these people are complaining that they're thirsty. Mm-hmm. Then God says, okay, they're complaining again. This time, don't hit the rock. Speak to the rock, because the rock represents Jesus. He didn't explain this to him, but if he did, maybe he would have understood. The rock represents Jesus. The first time he's going to come, they're going to strike him, and that's going to give living water to the whole world. The second time he comes, the world is going to have to, or Israel is going to have to request. So I want you to speak to the rock, and this time water is going to come out. Moses goes and smacks the rock, and that says, God says, that messed up the whole typology of what I'm trying to say. You understand? So he says, now you're not going to enter the promised land. So when Moses turns 120 years old, he dies. Why? Because all judgments happen when? At 120. So then we had God was king over Israel. He was guiding Israel. He was bringing them to the land. And they decided, we need our own king. We want to be like the other nations. So they requested, they wanted a king. God said, give them a king. That it's not that they're rejecting you, they're rejecting me. They don't want me to be their king. So they gave him Saul. Saul reigned for 40 years. Was not perfect at all. David reigned for 40 years. He wasn't perfect at all. But God says he's a perfect man, so I'm going to agree with God. God said he was perfect because he knew how to repent.
Right.
Big lesson there. Okay. Then Solomon started off really good, but became imperfect. So he had 40. He's at 40. Then he reigned for 40. That's 120. Then God said, that's it. I'm kicking everybody out of the land. So he dispersed all of Israel at the end of what? 120 years, the judgment came upon them. So all 120 show you judgment.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you about another judgment that happens, but it happens in the book of Judges with Samson. Remember Samson? Mm-hmm. What happened with Samson? Samson was captured. He was in the, they had him blind. They had him in the inside of the Colosseum, which was being held up by two pillars. Okay? Both the pillars, Samson had the ability to push them out. And once he pushed the pillars out of the way, the stadium fell, and it said he killed more Palestinians in his death than he did when he was alive. But the judgment came on him only when he was able to do what? Remove the pillars. Okay? What's the numerical value for pillars in Hebrew? 120. Okay? How do you say pillars in Hebrew? Amod. 120. How do you say the word congregation in Hebrew? Meod. It's still the same numerical value, 120. So pillars and congregation both equal 120, because God is trying to relay a message to you. What's the message? When the pillars get pushed out of the way, judgment is going to fall. Who's the pillars? The congregation. So he gives us 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Let's go there and see who the pillars really are, because God's going to make sure that you understand who the pillars are. It's a multiplication of 10, showing you clarity. And that's a big Hebrew study that is learned in the Hebrew school, and one that everybody should learn. Okay, so it says here in verse 15, this is the Lord, it says, if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. So what's the pillar and foundation of truth? The church. So what got removed by Samson? The pillars, which means same thing in Hebrew, the congregation. So the 120 is always the judgment, and we're still in the 120th year. So what happens when we get to Psalms 120? Let's see. Now, I'm going to go to Psalms 120. And I'm doing it only for this reason, because you guys know. When you get to Psalms 120, it's going to do what the rest of the Psalms have done. What does Psalms 48 tell us? Israel is returning to the land. What does Psalms 47 tell us? The UN is making the decision that Israel is going to get the land back. What does Psalm 67 tell us? That God's going to fight a war for Israel, a six-day war, and Israel's going to win the land. So we know the 67th number of the count is Psalm 67. The 48th number of the count is Psalms 48. The 47th, and then you can go back and say, what's the 14th number of the count? It's Psalms 14, which is the psalm that says what? Well, it's the beginning of the First World War, but it's the psalm that says what? That the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Okay? The person that said that, Stalin, who said that, that same verse is mentioned in Psalms 53, which is the year that he died in 1953. And it says, a fool has said in his heart, there was no God. So God marked the year that he said it and the year that he died in the book of Psalms. So somebody's counting the Psalms. And now we finally get to Psalms 120. And let's see if God is still prophesying the Psalms. I called on the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. Save me, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. Now, this lie has gone too far. My brother called my other brother, and he's like, oh my goodness, I got COVID. I'm woe is me. I'm dying. You guys get the funeral plans ready. We're like, dude, you have a cold. NyQuil or whatever, was that the one we were taking or whatever? But all of them, get some of that, get some rest. You are not dying. But CNN says I have only days to live after. I need to be on a respirator. But since this is such a big lie, for somebody to just get a cold, now they believe, oh my God, I'm dying, I got COVID. COVID is the cold. It's the same virus. It is the flu. They're still saying more people died of the flu in 2018 and 2019 than 2020. So what is all these big numbers of the more people died of the flu in 2018 than in 2020. And yet we're shutting down things. What? It has nothing to do with a cold virus. Mm-hmm. It has to do with we're controlling society. Yeah. Now you're in trouble because you had a president that we think was fighting for us. Now he's ordering 100 million vaccines, so now I don't know where he is.
Right.
But I want you to know something. He did some things that you go, well, why would he do this if he was working with them? You know, why would these pedophile arrests be happening if he's working with? Why would he cancel Huawei, which is the company that was using G5 to kill the people in China? Because when you saw COVID, you saw what was going on in China. People were sitting at a restaurant, tilt over and die. And you went, oh my goodness. When you saw it in Italy, you saw people walking in a shopping area and 120 or so people fell dead right in the shopping area. But what did they fall dead of? It wasn't the COVID that these football players are getting and can't play for the whole week.
Right.
That was something different, right?
Right?
So Trump canceled Huawei, which is the G5 company that had this technology that they were using G5 to affect their blood system, and these people were falling and dropping dead over the G5 frequency. And so, but now, you know, what they're giving us is that the whole thing is not to use G5 to kill people, because that would mean that God has given over the world to the Antichrist already. God was like, hey, stop it. I'm going to drop you right now and throw you into hell.
Right.
So they said, well, we'll reduce it to the COVID, and we'll call it COVID-19, and we'll put it on every station, and you'll think you're dying.
Right.
As soon as you cough, you're going, ah! Everybody in the store run out, because you're like, it's only a COVID. Like, you're the only one in line now, right? But that's where we're at. But why at this time? Because you're in the 120th year. And in the 120th year, you're getting the lie. In this year, I expected many things to happen. I'm going to read something, and let's go to Mark chapter 11. This is a lesson. This is the dream I had and the lesson that God gave me. Oh, my goodness. Why would I not do that? Okay, Mark chapter 11. Are you there? It says, therefore, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. This is Jesus talking. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
Yes.
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything, well, this is the lesson God gave me. Okay, he says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing that you have received it, it will be yours. When you ask for something, you have to basically believe that it already happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it'll be yours. So, in my dream, this is the spiritual rule that God was trying to get me to understand. This is a spiritual rule. When something is said, it's done.
Yeah.
You understand? When God speaks it, it's done. God doesn't speak it and then hope it comes true.
Amen.
I'm going to stop and say that again.
Amen.
God doesn't speak it and then sits back and hopes that it comes true.
Right.
When God speaks something, it's done, because that's the spiritual, that governs the spiritual realm, okay? So he said, when you pray, you got to believe that it's done when you asked, okay? And I always go back to the young lady that prayed, we prayed with her, she wanted a car.
Yeah.
And we took her to the swap meet at the time, and she saw a, you know, the club. She was going to, so she went and bought herself a club. It's like, you bought a club, you ain't got a car yet. She said, oh, I'm getting my car. Next thing, she had a car to put it for her club. So she received, because she what? She believed that she already had it, so she received it. It's a spiritual law. You can't ask God for something, then talk about how it will never happen. That means you're a double-minded man and you can receive nothing from God.
That's right.
So once you ask God for something, you got to kind of, you know what, prepare for receiving it, because that's a spiritual rule. It's like giving, okay? What's Joseph? You guys know what Joseph means in Hebrew? God will add. That's what Joseph means. Why did God name him that? Because God wanted to increase the Hebrew people. He wanted to multiply the Hebrew people. But the only way God could multiply the Hebrew people, he had to give his best away. And who was his best? Joseph. So he gave Joseph to Egypt, which saved Egypt and made Egypt a powerful country. But God gave Joseph away. Why? Because through Joseph, God is going to add to himself. That's the only message I've ever given on giving, is that if you want anything, you're going to have to give something away. Yeah. And God showed me it's a spiritual law that goes beyond finances.
Yes.
If you're a person, you want more people to smile at you, you're going to have to smile at the people. If you want, my case, you want more clothes. I had a jacket my wife had brought me, leather jacket, and I met a homeless guy that night, and he was cold, man. I was like, my wife just brought me this jacket. And the Holy Spirit's like, give it to him. I gave it to him. I went to church the next week, a guy gave me 6 suits, ties, and jackets. So God was showing me that the principle, but God had always shown me this from the time I was a kid. God had shown me that when you give, to multiply yourself, you have to give it away.
Yeah.
You want love, give some away. You want time, give some away to somebody. You understand? Whatever you want to multiply, you have to give it away. That's a spiritual principle. So the spiritual principle of speaking something means you have to speak it as if it's already done.
Yeah.
So here I am, I'm in my dream, and God, Jesus is standing here, and the prophet Isaiah is standing there, and he's telling Isaiah all the things that he has done, okay? I'm like, wait a minute, Jesus is standing here talking to Isaiah, that means you haven't came yet. Because Isaiah is in the Old Testament, and he's an Old Testament prophet. And he said, but listen to what I'm telling the prophet Isaiah. I'm talking to him as if I've already done this. You understand? Here we go. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 49.
Good word, Pastor
Sandy. Hallelujah. What's that? That's good. Hallelujah. Okay, so now I'm going to read Isaiah 49, verse 3 through 6. Is it 49? Okay. And it says, he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. But I said, I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hands, and my reward is with my God. And now the Lord says, he who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel to himself, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, is it too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and to bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. You hear that? So God is making Israel his servant to do what? To bring a light to the Gentile world. So God is telling him, this is what I'm going to do. Okay? Now, let's go to chapter 50 and verse 5. And it says, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. This is Jesus talking, you guys. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheek to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting, because the sovereign Lord helped me, and I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. So now, I'm listening in my dream to God, to Jesus, telling Isaiah this. And what is he telling him? He's saying, I was not. He doesn't say, he says, I have not been rebellious. Wait a minute, Jesus, you haven't came yet. I offered my back to those who beat me. When? You haven't came yet. My cheek to those who pulled out my beard. They're going to pull out your beard? He says, no, they already pulled out my beard. Do you understand? In my dream, Jesus was saying, they already did this. But you haven't came yet. It says, I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting, because the sovereign Lord helped me, and I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I set my face like flint. I set my face like flint? He's telling him all the things that he already did. So I'm in my dream, and I'm going, Lord, this don't make any sense. You're talking to him as if you already came. Shouldn't you say in the prophecy, I'm going to offer my face as flint. I'm going to offer myself to be spit upon and to be disgraced, but I will keep my composure. You should say it as if it's something that what? That is going to happen. You're saying it as if it already happened. He said it's a spiritual rule. It already was done when I spoke it. And he said, this is what you people don't understand about the rapture. It's done. Heaven has already rejoiced on the fact that it's been spoken. Because it's been spoken as if you already celebrated. That you're already in the kingdom. That you're already hugging your mom. That you're already hugging my mom. That we're already dancing. We don't look at things with a spiritual eye. So we're waiting on something and we get disappointed when it doesn't happen. And God said it's already been done. We've already celebrated that.
Yes.
The rapture is done. It's a done deal. You know it's a done deal? Because it's already been spoken. Was the cross a done deal when he was talking to Isaac? I'm sitting here in my dream going, Lord, none of this happened yet. He said, yes, it did. Hmm. It was finished when I spoke it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So this is what in my dream, and I woke up and I told Drea, the Lord told me, like, he's showing me, like, everything's already accomplished. You know what I mean? They're not waiting on it. This is like, I don't know how to compare something this spiritual that the Lord was showing me, but he was just letting me know, you guys are already here. You're already dancing. You're hugging your kids here. They've already given you the key to your mansion. Eternity is yours already. You're at this moment when you accepted Jesus Christ, you have moved from here to eternity. You are God's righteous people. And as long as you don't turn back, your reality is eternity. And it's not something you got to hope for and wish that it comes true. God says it's a done deal. So let's continue. I'm going to continue reading this because the Lord wanted me to. Okay. And it says in verse 7, because the sovereign Lord helped me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charge against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. This is Jesus talking. Who is he that will condemn me? They will wear out like garments, like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Who among you fear the Lord and obey the word of his servant? Who is it among us that fear Jesus and obey his word? If that's you, you are considered one of the righteous. The righteous are celebrating in the kingdom. I didn't say we'll celebrate. The righteous are celebrating in the kingdom over the fact that they met Jesus during their human life. And it says, who among you fear the Lord and obey the word of his servant? Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. So you're going to trust in Jesus and rely on him. Whose light? Jesus' light. God has already sent a light into the world, and that light is the light that gives eternal life to all men. But he says this in verse 11, but now all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches and go walk in the light of your fire and the torch you have set ablaze, this is what you shall receive from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. So for every person that says, I'm going to create my own light. I'm going to get to heaven through Buddha. I'm going to get through heaven through Jehovah's Witness. I'm going to get through heaven through being a Mormon. I'm going to get to heaven by being spiritual. See, I'm spiritual, brother. I know I don't need Jesus because I'm a spiritual person. You're lighting your own fire. God already lit a fire, and that's the only one that can get you to the kingdom. So he says what? For everybody who creates their own way of getting into heaven, he says, this is what you'll receive from me. You will lie down in torment. You can't do it. It's against the spiritual law. Because the worst crime in the spiritual realm is what? Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. What is that? The Holy Spirit is here preaching about the light, Jesus. If you reject the light, you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit because you didn't believe the Holy Spirit's testimony of who Jesus is. That's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And it says there's no forgiveness for that.
Right.
So when you leave from here to there and you say, did you ever accept Jesus Christ? The whole spiritual realm goes, oh my goodness, he's blasphemed against the Holy Spirit. There's no forgiveness for that down. You will lie in torment. There's only one way. And God has already lit that flame. You understand? He's talking about it here in Isaiah, and he's letting the whole world know, I've already lit a flame.
6 minutes, Pastor.
Oh, man, Pastor Ben, how could you do that to me on my first day back? 6 minutes. Sound like old rap music song. Okay. Let's go to... we just read 50. We're going to read 50. Let's read 51 verse 12. If we haven't already. 51. Ooh. Okay. 51 verse 12. It says, even I am he who confronts you. Who are you? Fear mortal men. The son of men who are but grass. I'm going to read it again. I am he who confronts you. God is saying, I'm confronting you. Who are you that fear mortal men? The sons of men who are but grass, that you forgot the Lord your maker. who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, that you live in constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressor who is bent on destruction. For where is the wrath of the oppressor? You hear that? God is upset because what? They're fearing men. He says, who are you to fear men? And you know God, who laid the foundations of the earth. Shouldn't you wake up and say, my God has got me? My God is going to protect me. My God has given me everything that I need. All my needs are provided by God. Shouldn't you be speaking what's already done? The Lord was showing me people are speaking fear of men, and it upsets God because it's like having a big brother and you're scared of a midget. Ooh. Your brother's 6'7", 280 pounds, and a little bitty kid is threatening him, and he's all scared, and his big brother's standing right behind him. And you're like, why are you scared of that little guy? Right? Why are you scared of that little guy when you got me? And that's what we're doing. Everybody, oh, they're going to take our kids. They're going to put up his kids in quarantine. Oh, they're going to do this. How about the Lord's going to rapture us and take us out of here before they do anything? They can't even get the vaccine right, and we're still here.
Isn't that the truth?
So we're getting out of here soon. Yeah. We just might as well celebrate and celebrate the fact that we're already there dancing. Because God has already spoken the rapture. It's a done deal. Okay? That's not something I'm hoping for. That's something maybe I'm waiting on it, but it's not something I'm hoping for. That's a done deal. That's why I'm practicing dancing. Because I know it's a done deal.
Amen.
Dig Odria. Okay? But everybody gonna be like, he can really dance. He should have taught his wife. Because I practice. Because I know I'm going somewhere.
Amen. 3 minutes.
Okay. Since Pastor Ben is stopping me, and I only got 3 minutes, I want to go to Psalms 53. Okay. Psalms 53 starts off like this. It says, who has believed our message, or who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now, Jesus has already come. Okay, he hadn't come in Isaiah, but God doesn't ask the question, who's going to believe our report? Mm-hmm. He said, who has believed our report? Because the report is, the report is this. He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised. He was despised. He hasn't came yet. Spiritually speaking, you can't say he won't have any beauty. He will be despised. You can't speak like that in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
This is what God has shown me in the dream. I can't speak like that because people don't speak like that in the spirit realm, because in the spirit realm, you say it, it happens. So when God is speaking, this already happened. He already grew up as a, and he says, he was despised. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrow, familiar with suffering, like one whom hid his face, whom men hid their face. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows. We can say this now, but imagine somebody reading this and Jesus haven't come yet. There's no Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. They're like, who is he talking about? If you go earlier, what does it say? Unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. I'm prophesying about sending my servant to do something that's already done. And I'm sending him as a light for the Gentiles so that he can have salvation where? Throughout the whole earth. We've already been spoken for. I'm already married. I've already received the engagement. I'm already, this whole thing is a done deal. You understand? Let's go to Isaiah 57. We'll finish there. So as I'm going through Isaiah and the Lord showing me all the things that was already proclaimed in heaven before he came, that he had already done before he claimed. And he's trying to tell me, let me know that when something, he told me to write it down. He says, the righteous praise God because it's already done. His word is as good as done. The righteous don't praise God for what they're hoping is going to be done. The righteous praise God for what is already done. The rapture is a done deal. It's already done. You're already dancing. The enemy is already lost. Satan is already locked up in torment forever. The earth belongs to Jesus already. You understand why? The cross is done. Everything's done. We're just living it out. Isaiah 57. I'm going to read it in Hebrew. Hatzadik avad velo. Okay? Lo ehad. No, and no one ponders in their heart. It said in Hebrew, the righteous have disappeared and nobody understands in their heart what has happened. And it says here, the righteous perish. But I know that Hebrew word is avad. And avad means what? Disappear. It says the righteous has disappeared and no one ponders in his heart. Devout men, that means people who know Jesus Christ, the saints. It's the word chassad. The chassadic, those who are righteous in God's eyes, have been taken away. And no one understands that the righteous have been taken away to spare them from evil. That's already spoken in heaven. So all this pre-trib, mid-trib, take it and bury it in the backyard because it's not true. That hasn't been spoken in heaven. It says the righteous have been taken away to spare them from evil. So whatever their next plan is, you won't be here. Why? Because it's already done. It's already been spoken. Luke tells us what? He says, watch so that you may be able to escape all that is about to come upon the earth, right? Because God knows you're about to escape all. And he knows he spoke it already so that it's a done deal, so you don't have to sit here arguing with somebody rather how much tribulation you're going to have to endure before you get out of here. That's a done deal. I've been gone since I gave my life to Christ. I've been gone before the tribulation. Don't try to tell me what's going to happen. All of what God says is going to happen is already done. God says we have to work and we have to walk in the understanding that what God has spoken is done. You don't get caught up with someone's ideas. Yeah, well, let's talk about the pre-rab, the pre-trib, and the post-trib, and then we'll talk about the pre-trib and the mid-trib. Get out of my face with all that. Let's talk about what God said, okay? Two will be in one place, one will be taken, and the other left. That's already spoken, so that means I'm already gone. So you can argue with yourself when I'm gone, because God has already spoken what's going to happen to us. This is the confidence we're supposed to have in God. And I'm telling you this because I was convicted. Because after Pentecost of 2020 left, I was like, we're supposed to be a wheat harvest. We're supposed to be gone. God, what's going on? It's like, here come Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, it'll be Rosh Hashanah, everybody. Rosh Hashanah came and left. Everybody went, oh my God. We're getting closer, and it's almost 120 years almost over. And then we got to Hezron 17th, and then Hanukkah, and then it's like everybody's panicking. And I was like this in my bed, like, Lord, I won't even know what to speak and what to preach on, because so this, you got to come on and bring this rapture, because I'm telling you, I'm running out of stuff to say. And so God, when he puts me to sleep, he has me sitting there watching him and Isaiah talk. And he's talking to him about what's already been done. He's talking to him as if everything already happened. And he said, this is a spiritual law. You are not sitting wondering and hoping. Jesus, God said, I am watching over my word for what? To make sure that it is accomplished. The God who created the foundations of the earth, the heavens, the oceans, your body, your immune system, and said it's already done. And so we're supposed to live. That's okay. I know it's already done. You know what I mean? Somebody told you, you're going to get your $1 million. We're going to give you $1 million. It's done. Yeah. Now, I would tell you, you're going to act different every day. You'll be, somebody give you $100, you give it away. It's all right, because I know next month. Right? You would have confidence, and that's over something that's material, that is not even worth anything. But God has told you your eternity is already done. Your rapture is already done. You're already dancing. I already prepared a place for you. It's done. Rejoice over that. And so I have to wake up and say, Lord, you're right. I repent. I had it wrong. It's done. I should be rejoicing that you already did this. Praise God. Yeah. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Our future is set. Praise God. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.